My radio hut coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. I like to say as close to the street as I can get. Right where I belong. Hey, we're talking real estate again with the pros from Action Realty, Steve Dietrich in this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
How we doing?
We're good.
You're busy running again today. You've been a busy guy here. Things are picking up local housing here.
Yeah, it's been a busy month here, So that's a good thing.
How the numbers look?
Numbers are just kind of hovering right now, I guess. And we're hoping they're going to go down some more, and that's the angle that we're all planning on. So,
let me ask you a question, because that's all anybody can talk about is this government shutdown. Does this any way, shape, or form affect like real estate, the real estate market across the country?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, and I often ask myself that too. You know, people that have jobs, are they worried about their jobs going forward? Do they sit back and wait this out? Are the interest rates going to go down some more? They're pushing for that very hard.
Yeah.
And does that bring them back out again, too, besides? You know, so there's a lot of moving parts to this thing. And I would say right this very second, I don't feel like it's had a major impact on what's going on locally. But I'm sure there's concern on people's minds.
Well, and then because everything that happens there on a national level eventually trickles down to us. You've seen that in your career, I'm sure.
Absolutely. You know, and interest rates are certainly one of those things, too. And it's a big item in our business. But, you know, there's just a lot of other players involved in these types of things, too, that around the outside edge or whatever that do indirectly affect us.
Let's talk tariffs. Speaking of things that, you know, in building new homes and things like that, how has that affected it as the tariffs go along here?
Well, I do believe it has affected it. Do I have specific numbers to that? No. But I do talk to the people that, you know, that are looking at buying lots that are going to build houses. And, you know, a couple of those people have gotten their bids back in for new construction and just said, no, I can't afford to do it at this time because, you know, those things have gone up significantly.
What is the biggest ouch? Is it like lumber? Is it metal? Do you know? I mean, is there a top rung here?
Well, you know, I think it's all of the above, too. And certainly, you know, our land prices and things like that have gone up, too. Special assessments on these properties are certainly much higher than they've ever been before. And, you know, that's the cost of your street, curb, gutter, sewer, water, and all those things. So they all come into play. You know, they have a part of that puzzle.
Is concrete through the roof, too?
Because yes.
I know that concrete and asphalt, I know that's always kind of a higher end.
And I had just looked back here a while back. Now, granted, I built my house in 1997, but I looked at that. And the full basement, the floor of the basement, the garage floor, and the driveway was just under $30,000 in that project.
Right.
You know,
and that was 97.
That was in 97. Okay. And I would just off the top of my head say somewhere between $75,000 and $100,000 today for
Incredible.
Those same items.
Yeah, just to get your foundation, get your basement put in.
Correct. I mean. And, you know, my lot and my land, you know, that I bought back then with the special assessments involved was $22,000. In today's world, those two things together are $170,000.
Hey, we touched on basements. Why are so many people building homes without basements?
Well, I think water is your number one issue. And it seems like these days, too, a lot of the people that seem to build homes are, you know, probably a little farther along in their time period. And they just don't want the steps either, you know. But I think it's a combination of those two things, you know, get away from the steps and then also the water that comes into basements over time.
Without
and they just
a doubt.
Don't want to fight it.
Well, let's talk about new listings. Anything coming up this week?
Not that I'm aware of at this point. I put a brand new one on last week, 1440 15th Street North in Wahpeton. And that's a very nice home. You know, it's worth taking a look at.
Right.
And, you know, again, hopefully our rates go down and make those houses a little more affordable.
And again, if people want to take a tour, if people want more information on a home, they're driving around, they're seeing it, it's like, okay, Action Realty. They can stop in or just give you a call. It's that easy.
You bet. And I'll throw one more quick thing out.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Talking weather now.
Here we go.
Make sure that you take those hoses off those spigots that are hooked up to your house right now because it's supposed to maybe freeze tonight.
Possibly,
I'm not sure.
But they're talking about it, yeah.
You know, so those kinds of things, you know, with the water and, you know, get the leaves out of those gutters so that you don't have ice dams next spring showing up top and causing water problems there too. So start thinking about getting those things done.
This is stuff we talk about every fall and every spring, you and I.
It
Steve
is.
Dietrich. Listen, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it, my friend.
No problem.
Have a great week. Steve Dietrich. We're talking real estate, Action Realty. And again, you're driving around, you got any questions, just stop into their office or give them a call. Their offices are located right here on Dakota Avenue. It's 916. Good morning.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.